tell you what's nice, and that is finding some time at the end of the day just to sit in the shed, sip some wine, albeit leftover wine. Cue Joni Mitchell singing Leftover Wine, if that's firmly planted in your head. And reading about jetpacks. Well, this month's Wired magazine has a kind of jetpack thing on the front. I've just been non-stop, like really long working days at the moment, preparing for a number of talks. Talks in Turkey next week, in Sweden the week after, then Paris, then back to Sweden, I believe. And I'm trying to keep it fresh. Oh, and London for the National Union of Journalists Conference. And you get bored of listening to yourself, so you don't want to repeat yourself and try and find different angles and ways to tell stories. And it's hard work, because you're doing research and you're on this particular page, and then suddenly you're sucked off down some kind of random alleyway. That sounds right. Well, wrong. Rabbit hole, probably wrong as well. You found yourself procrastinating in an extreme way. And then you quickly pull yourself back to the focus. And 15, 20 minutes has gone. And that's a big chunk of a day when you've only got so many hours. And you've got to find some time to sleep and all of that as well. So it's nice just to not think about work. I'm thinking about it now, aren't I? I'm talking about it, work-related stuff. I even tweeted earlier on that I couldn't partake in the numerous cool blogging projects that happen during the month of November normally, every year. And that might be the writing one, Navla Plomo, the blogging saga, and it is a saga, because you get to like day 20 and you're thinking, I can't video blog anymore. And I did, I think last year and the year before, did 30 video blogs in a month. But Audio Mo, Ernie Sting, and I've been bullied into at least clicking record on my phone at the moment. Whether this will see the light of day, who knows. But if it does, it means I'm one step into November. One step into audio blogging month. And let's face it, it's much easier to talk into your phone and upload that than it is to storyboard a video, record a video, edit a video, upload a video. I spent, all of the day today trying to upload a massive batch of Flickr photos either side and on top of me actually creating keynotes and all the rest of it. My internet connection here is so bad. It keeps timing out, it keeps failing, and I'm thinking maybe I should just do each photo at a time, because for some reason Flickr's in-house audio photo uploader is still a bit pants, so maybe I can do one piece of audio a day. You know, cross platforms, doesn't have to be just on Audioboo, doesn't have to be just on Mobods. I'd love to try and experiment with some new kit I've got in my hand right now. I've got a very cool kind of set of binaural microphones which I've tested, and the quality is astounding. But that does mean me recording on something other than the iPhone and then uploading through the browser. Ugh, nearly bedtime, he thinks. Another nice thing is sitting here and not hearing fireworks on November the 1st. Nothing worse than people testing to see if their fireworks are going to go bang before November, the beginning of November. Then they may or may not do stuff on November the 5th, and then it continues afterwards. I like fireworks and everything, but not all the bloody time. what's been the major trauma of today that I've found unmanageable? It's been quite a good day, really. Oh, yeah. The hob. And I don't mean hob in the English folklore term of the evil spirit that hangs around the house. Were hobs evil spirits? I don't know. But there's definitely something possessing the cooker right now. Got one of those induction hobs. And I can normally fix anything. I has the tools, and I can normally Google a manual if it really gets complicated. Boilers, anything. Induction hobs? These weird sci-fi super magnetic inducting heat machines? Don't understand them. Little bit scared of taking it apart in case I put it back together and then everything that's metal in the house immediately makes its way towards the hob. So I've kind of just turned it off and on again a few times, had a look around underneath, had a bit of a poke, phoned some people, and I'm now contemplating whether or not it's worth paying somebody to come and have a look at it, because it's doing some weird stuff. Should I travel back in time and discover myself trying to fix the hob? I know that it is very, very broken. Apart from that, just your normal Thursday. Had to think about that. God, every day's a blur. Every day is a blur, isn't it? November the 1st. Can you believe it? Right. That's me done. There's some audio. I'm going to upload it. God, this blogging lark is quite easy, isn't it? Cheers. Or as another audio blogger I know would say, that is Will of British Mac, he would say, cheers to the glorious mysteries of life. Chin chin.